Micah McClure, a 10-year-old boy, P7, abandoned by the system for the last 6 months. His mom pleading with them to find somewhere for her child. Her child has special needs. Her child is a highly impulsive young boy who does display violent behaviour. So this is a complex situation. And what do we do in Northern Ireland? We leave him sitting in the house. So when that child does eventually get back into education, he's significantly behind. What's his life chances? And his mother is distraught. When there's a meeting, you hear of all these multi-agency meetings. The Education Authority, they just don't turn up. When we ask them why, they duck the question. And I know that we need to talk about Brexit today, and I know we need to talk about politics today, but what are we all about in this country? What's this programme about? What's the BBC's about? What's society about? If we're just going to shrug our shoulders and say, oh, that's terrible, and move on. Because every day that we move on, that kid's sitting in the house not getting an education. Now, we've received a call this morning from the husband of a member of staff at the school where Micah was. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning. Tell me why you've contacted us.
I have to say at the beginning, I am not representing the school in any way. I am a husband of somebody who has been integral in this whole process. And I am disgusted with how the board have treated such a senior member of staff who has been working with the mother, who is amazing, super amazing. We don't really discuss school at home because of child privacy and things like this, so it's not normally a thing over my kitchen table, but my wife has been broken by this, absolutely broken, up at 4 o'clock, pacing the floors, angry to the point of wanting to quit the job. She can see Micah needs as much help as he can get. Even she has been refused help from the board. Stephen, 10 emails, no replies.
When you say the board, do you mean the Education Authority?
I mean the Special Educational Needs Department, yes. This is all I hear constantly, the frustration she has in trying to push this forward. The mother said about the wrong name. This is true. This has all happened. They sent a statement out with somebody else's name on it. I mean, this is a professional department of the civil service. Can't even get a name right of a 10-year-old child who needs a space in a special school. It's laughable. And the school is broken. They're desperate to help Micah. Desperate. And teachers are caring people. And this is killing that school because Candy Boy is absolutely... It's such a nurturing school. And they will not let this guy fall through the net. But there's no help above them, Stephen. There is no help above them. And I'm speaking on behalf of a husband who has seen his wife, who has been in senior management in schools, has worked at the board as an educator for the past nearly 25 years, broken by this. She has nowhere to go, Stephen. They will not answer her emails. They will not talk to her. They have put complaints in about this. They don't even turn up to the meetings, if you've pointed out. Could you imagine all the paperwork and the effort to try and help? And they can't even be bothered to turn up. What a shambles. And it can't go on. And it's not just happening in Clandy Boy. It happens in every school. And all this, there's no finance, there's no this and no that. There's finance out there. Get a grip of it. Where's the £1 billion that the DUP promised? It doesn't go to the schools. And I'm having a rant and I apologise, but I've seen the broken teachers over this case and the lack of support from the board and the EA. And that's my opinion as a husband. That's not my opinion as a professional educator like my wife is.
We asked the Education Authority how they're compliant with the Education Order 1996. We asked them how they're compliant with the Special Education Needs and Disability Order 2005.
I'm surprised you've got an answer, Stephen.
Well, they ducked it. We didn't. They ignored
us. There you go. There is my exact... That's what I'm telling you. And so could you imagine asking... Like, you yourself would obviously get... Well, you're getting no answer. So a principal who's integral in helping and trying to nurture this poor wee boy back to school and getting the help is getting the same. She's getting less than that. She doesn't even get an answer. Could you imagine being the chief executive of a company asking your HR department for an answer and they ignore you? It just wouldn't happen in private business, but it's allowed to happen in the civil service and the education authority. That's a farce. Well, and I will say that from me as watching grown women, educators, broken because of the lack of support for this wee boy. But it's happening everywhere, Stephen. You just scratched the surface here.
Well, I think what we can do as a programme, and of course we need to look at the bigger picture, but I've said it at the beginning of this story, and I mean it, all right? We're not going to be distracted from this little boy, because we will put all our resources into Micah. So what we will be doing today is we will be consulting the BBC lawyers today. We will be consulting with our BBC guidelines as to what's the next stage. So if the Education Authority don't want to answer questions, then how can we hold them accountable even more? And we will take advice on that. And, you know, Sharon O'Connor, as the chair of the Education Authority, needs to know that this programme will be doing everything we possibly can to hold the Education Authority accountable for this 10-year-old child who has been totally abandoned by this system.
It'll be interesting to see where you go with this, actually, Stephen, because I think they think they're unaccountable. I genuinely think that. From witnessing what I've witnessed and listen to what I've listened to, I genuinely think they're not accountable to anybody. That's the opinion I get from them.
You say that the teaching staff are distraught. Tell me what you know. Like, what is the mood within that school about this child?
They feel like they failed him. They don't fail people there. Look, when my wife went in there, it was just my daughter goes there. I have that much faith in the place. I love the place as a parent, not because my wife works there. My daughter goes there, and that's the most precious thing to me. And they do not let people slip through the net. They will nurture children, and they will throw the resources at it and take it from other things. That is their mantra. And for Micah to be failed by the EAE, it's not the school that's failed, it's not his mother. His mother is amazing, the school is amazing. But when you've got no support from above, the teachers have nowhere else to go. So they're just falling on deaf ears, and they feel devastated. They're not in education to let a child sit at home for 6 months and just go by the wayside. They're in education to help everybody. And with regards to what his mother said about his mental health, my wife has dealt with me. I've had a mental breakdown. I have no issue in saying that. I had a breakdown 5 years ago. She knows what happens when you can recover. I am proof of that. She knows she could help Micah, but nobody wants to help above her. You can't help with no resources. And schools are skint. I know schools are skint. I build stuff in that school, and I help as much as I can. We buy resources for the school. But there's nothing you can do. So she's just, I've seen tears, anger. It affects the home life. She doesn't sleep. Other teachers aren't sleeping. They absolutely devastated that they failed. Those children in there are like their children in that school in their school hours. And we need to, you know, and it's just killing them. It's absolutely killing them. And she's, I can't speak for her, but I'm glad this has got out. And I'm really glad you've taken this on. And I thank you. And I'm sure Micah's mum thanks you for it, because it is wider than just one school, Stephen.
I wonder if there is. I'm just trying to, you know, I wonder should the Human Rights Commission be involved in this? Kula Yusuma, the Children's Commissioner, has committed this morning that she's going to get her legal team onto it. Let's just sit back for a moment or two and think of the impact it has on a child 6 months out of education. Like, that's got to be devastating to that child's development.
Stephen, I know what it felt like to have a breakdown 5 years ago as an adult. I can't imagine how painful it must be for a child to be in that situation at 10. Because I had some idea of what was happening, and I had, thankfully, I had enough support and resources to find help. I had to pay for it myself. It is what it is. It worked. As a 10-year-old, how could you possibly just get on with the day? He doesn't know what's going on. I was in horrendous pain. He must be in horrendous pain. And just to be let, you shouldn't have to get the Human Rights Commissioner involved in a 10-year-old child that needs a space in school. It's a farce. It's an absolute farce. There are people up there being paid, the Permanent Secretary. Where's he? No one's interested in this country, Stephen. Nobody has any interest in this country at the moment.
Well, the board, the Department of Education, are the words I'm trying to find. The Department of Education have pointed out that legislation means that they cannot play any role in the identification and assessment of children's needs or any power to intervene in the process which is intended to be conducted between parents, schools and the education authority. But Kula Yasuma has said to me this morning that ultimately the education authority are accountable to the permanent secretary.
So you'll go round in circles, Stephen. I'm sorry.
Now the other side of this is that, you know, this little boy has complex needs. He has attacked other children. You know, we know, for example, to give you a sense of him, you know, he bites his fingers within school to the point that they bleed. So he's got complex needs. But, you know, surely in that context, the Education Authority not turning up to a meeting as to how we can help this little boy.
Stephen, he is desperate for help.
He is clearly vulnerable.
I will put you in the picture of the conversation or my house atmosphere that night, and it was unapproachable because my wife was so angry. I've never seen anger like it in all the. I've been married 16 years, Stephen, and I've never seen anger like it. I think it was just the realization that there is nowhere else to go, and if they can't even be bothered turning up, I mean, could you imagine the mother with the education probably not even turning up? I mean, the principal's principal. This is her son, and it was just. I can't begin to describe it. It broke her. I think it's coming to the point where it's just despair. There is nowhere else to go. It's just despair. And everybody wants to help. But when you get no help from above, what can you do? You can't do anything. You've just got to sit and let above deal. You hope this, and these are specialist department. You hope the special education needs department can deal with it. There's no help. And I don't know. Look, I can only speak from what I've seen. I'm not speaking on behalf of the school or who I'm speaking about, my wife, but I've seen these teachers and they are absolutely, they're distraught because of this whole situation.
What do you say, finally, what do you say to the Education Authority this morning?
Support your staff. You're not untouchable. Support your staff. If it wasn't for the schools, you wouldn't be there. You need to remember that. The schools are your customers. You're only in a job because of schools, and they're the people on the front line. My wife was in the news because she was bullied, and it went to court, and Robbie Meredith covered it.
Hold on now.
It was in the paper. Robbie Meredith.
Yeah, that's fine, but we shouldn't be getting into that individual case for lots of reasons.
Okay, I apologise, Stephen. I went off there, but there is no support. I see it. You phone any husband or wife of anybody that works in a primary school, and you'll get the same answer I'm giving you. And it's only because I'm prepared to put my head above the parapet. You ask anybody, there's no support for anybody apart from the EA. They're their own special beast.
Okay. Listen, thank you very much indeed. Thank you. Today, it's 17 minutes past 10, and that little boy is sitting at home more than 6 months without an education. We will be back to this story. We've given you that undertaking. We've given you that promise. We will be in touch with whatever resources we can find in order to fight for proper answers for that little boy's case. And we'll seek political reaction to it as well.